Meeting to order at 5:15. I apologize. We've got some, we're here at Capital Budget and Finance, public testimony. It's going to be a crazy, going to be a crazy 2 weeks possibly, so we're going to try and, we're going to go through SB 22 today and hear that bill. Our next meeting, again, is scheduled for tomorrow at 1:30 again. So, with that, if you got your phones on or you have any equipment that electronics that may make noise, please silence them. So there's a bill, it's by Representative Olson. It's an act, HB 22 is an act extending the termination date of the Board of Marine Pilots and approving for an effective date. Let me back up a second. Present are Senator Olson, Senator Machicki, myself, Senator Dunleavy. This is the first hearing on the bill. We have before us the Labor and Commerce CS for HB 22. We're going to have presenters today, Representative Olson and staff Anna Latham. We'll have some testifiers, Chris Curtis, Legislative Budget and Audit, and then we'll have some questions from the committee members. So with that, Representative Olson, do you want to have your staff come up and introduce the bill? Please state your name for the record, and please give your testimony.
Good afternoon, Chairman Dunleavy, members of the committee. Thank you for the opportunity to testify. Representative Olson wasn't able to make it this afternoon, so my name is Anna Latham. I'm staff to Rep. Olson. And before you is the CS for House Bill 22, an act extending the termination date of the Board of Marine Pilots and providing for an effective date. And this legislation would extend the termination date of the Board of Marine Pilots to June 30th, 2019, in accordance with the provisions of Title 24 and Title 44 of the Alaska Statutes, the Board of Marine Pilots is set to terminate or set to sunset June 30th of this year, June 30th, 2013. So Legislative Budget and Audit has reviewed the activities of the Board to determine if there was a demonstrated public need for their existence and to see if the Board had been operating in an efficient manner. It was the opinion of LBNA that the Board of Marine Pilots should be extended. Regulating and licensing qualified marine pilots benefits the public safety and welfare and protects the marine environment. And to speak to the committee substitute, HB 22 was pre-filed. Representative Olson estimated the extension date to be June 30th, 2018. After reviewing the findings of the audit, the CS was requested to align with the termination date that was in the audit, and that was a year later. June 30th, 2019. So I promise to be brief. That concludes my testimony. If you have any questions, I'd be happy to answer those.
Any questions for members of the committee?
I'm assuming the auditor agrees with the 2019 date as opposed to the 2018 date?
Yes, that was the recommended date in the audit. Wow. So that's why the CS was introduced.
Since we have Chris Curtis here, can you just come up very we'll do this briefly and just introduce yourself, and then we'll ask you probably one quick question.
For the record, my name is Chris Curtis, Legislative Auditor. We did conduct an audit, recommended the June 30th, 2019 six-year extension.
And from your perspective, there's no issue there's no issue with this?
We did have one recommendation, and that was to the Marine Pilot Coordinator to improve administration of operational activities. We found several small housekeeping issues, such as public meeting notifications, licensing documentation, and oversight of pilot associations, drug and alcohol programs. Collectively, they were material enough to have a recommendation. They did improve on from the last sunset audit. They addressed practically all of the issues, and so we came out with a six-year extension.
Questions for members of the committee?
None.
It's the wish of the committee to move the bill to the next committee referral.
I'm ready to make a motion.
Senator Machicki?
Yeah, I move that the House Labor and Commerce CS for House Bill 22, version LS0139U, be moved to the next committee of reference.
Seeing no objections, we'll move HB 22 to the next committee referral. We're going to take a brief at ease. Again, we apologize. We're going to try and actually get some business done here tomorrow. Senator Machicki will chair with Senator Olson, I most likely, in the Finance Committee, but having Senator Ellis and Senator Stedman here to hold the meetings. Our staff will double-check today and make sure that's going to be the case, and we can make some type of notification, public notification, but that's the plan. So the idea tomorrow would be to work on some of the bills that we were not able to get to today, and it's a regular scheduled meeting at 1:30 tomorrow. So, again, apologize, folks. We'll get through these things.